Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 94.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. And now a remembrance. The Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer Justin Kaplan, who once started Harvard and Holy Cross, is dead. Kaplan won a Pulitzer Prize in 1967 for his biography of Mark Twain. He later became editor of Bartlett's Familiar Quotations. Kaplan died Sunday in Cambridge from complications related to Parkinson's disease. He was 88. Justin Kaplan was a mentor and a friend to Boston writer and fellow biographer Larry Tye, who joins us this morning to remember Justin Kaplan. Larry, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Larry, let me ask you, how do you think we should remember Justin Kaplan?
I think we should remember him as one of not just the defining biographers in America of very important literary figures like Mark Twain and Walt Whitman, but one of the defining people in the literary world and in the cultural world of the greater Boston area. He was somebody whose house became an extraordinary salon welcoming authors and all kinds of interesting people. We should also remember him as having had one of the most extraordinary literary partnerships that I can think of in the history of America with Anne Bernays. The two of them...
His wife.
The two of them were a partnership that was quite amazing. They lit one another up, and together they lit up and brought together a world of writers and thinkers in Cambridge that lasted for generations, and they were possibly America's number one literary couple.
It could be quite a social scene at their home in Harvard Square, as I understand it.
It was, and it was something that Justin was an incredibly low-key, understated, but funny and brilliant figure. And just being there and listening to him in his comments about people who mattered in literary America and who didn't matter, from politics to books, he was somebody who had an opinion about everybody and an opinion that was generally different and edgy and insightful.
He won the Pulitzer for his 1967 work on Mark Twain, the biography on Mark Twain. What was remarkable about that piece?
He didn't believe that a biography had to start with the day that somebody was born. And so he began it, Mark Twain, as a young man, at a point that Justin thought that Mark Twain really started making a difference. And it was also that he wasn't afraid. This was his first book. He had, as he acknowledged later, no real idea what he was doing, and yet he wasn't afraid to take on one of the icons of American literature and to give us an entirely new take on him. He not only won the Pulitzer, he won the National Book Award, and it's not a bad way to begin a writing career.
Politically, he was an unabashed liberal, as I understand it.
He was, and he was a funny, original thinking American liberal, and he took on every conservative out there with some wonderfully cutting and understated critique, and he fit right into the Cambridge political as well as literary establishment.
He was the editor of Bartlett's Familiar Quotations, and he took some criticism from conservatives for the 1992 edition for not including enough quotes from Ronald Reagan.
Right, and he had a wonderful line explaining that, saying basically by including fewer of his quotes, he did Reagan a favor. And that was, again, sort of the wonderfully cutting but understated way that he would take on people he wasn't too fond of.
So what does the Boston area lose in the loss of Justin Kaplan?
It loses one of its great voices of humor and of wit and of culture. And to me, for instance, when he was explaining why he had moved to Cambridge, people would have all kinds of interesting reasons why they might come to a place like this, but Justin's was the most practical and the most interesting that I've ever heard, which was basically because Harvard University's Widener Library had open stacks. And Justin was somebody who believed that when you were doing research for a book, it wasn't just the book you were looking for that was interesting, it was the book that was next to that that you didn't know that you should have been looking for. He was so curious that whether it was going through the Mount Auburn Cemetery or the Widener Library stacks, he was always interested in finding things he didn't know he was looking for.
Larry Tai, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition and helping us to remember Justin Kaplan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.